علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are focusing on the 30th sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, where he is discussing about an important issue. And why this issue becomes of concern for us is because we need to understand how an Islamic leader needs to deal with a situation whereby the previous caliph has made some mistakes, and because of that he is being murdered by a group of people. And those mistakes were real, they were acts of injustices, they were very serious acts of injustices that required a certain level of punishment from some authority. And when he was murdered, how Imam Ali alayhi salam handled the issue, because at the same time Imam Ali alayhi salam was trying to use different methods to correct the issue. But the third caliph was not ready to listen, or he was not in that position to take that action. Whatever the case, the issue became so serious that even the wife of the Prophet, Aisha, she came and she spoke openly against Uthman. She took out the shirt of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and showed the people and said that, look, the shirt of the Prophet is still intact, but the sunnah of the Prophet has been changed by this caliph. The wife of the Prophet comes and speaks up. Some important personalities like Talha and Zubair, they also speak out, because this was something that just was not something controllable.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we say that Imam Ali alayhi salam did not command people, did not order for the killing of Uthman. At the same time, Imam Ali alayhi salam did not stop those who wanted to murder him. And it is something very clear in history. Imam Ali alayhi salam himself in Nahjul Balagha says, لَوْ نَهَيْتُ عَنْهُ لَكُنْتُ نَاصِرًا. If I would have stopped them from killing Uthman, then I would have been a supporter of Uthman, which is not the case. I was not supporting. But of course, I did not want to order that killing. The social society situation was not that certain action could be taken. I was trying to use different methods, Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying, to advise Uthman to change his ways. But of course, that did not happen, unfortunately. So now, a very fragile and delicate situation occurred, where Imam Ali alayhi salam was trying his best to use some movements and some stances that could, that in a way would make it clear that he was not supportive of Uthman's methods, And at the same time, he did not order the killing of Uthman. So he had to give that stance. And he beautifully explains in those two statements and sentences that I read in the previous session. Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam, at his time, of course, when the people went to kill Uthman, Imam Ali alayhi salam didn't come with his whole family and his whole clan to stop them. But there was a time that Imam Ali alayhi salam came with the family. He came with the Banu Hashim and he stopped. I mean, he didn't stop. Rather, he went inside the castle and even gave Imam Hassan alayhi salam, his own son, some water to go and give Uthman and the people who are in that castle, in that house, or in that big, the government place, the government house, whatever you can call it. So Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, why did he do that? He was not supportive of Uthman, but he did not support killing someone in thirst. Now, mind you, that here that Uthman is inside that palace, at that time, the Bani Umayyah were inside, Walid, Marwan, all of these guys are inside. They were inside that castle. They were inside that government palace. And Imam Ali alayhi salam sends water inside, breaks the curfew, enters with the people, and his own son, Imam Hassan alayhi salam, goes and gives these people water.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, dear brothers and sisters, we see that Imam Ali's stance is so amazing. Like you can see, he's taking so many stances here. He's not supporting, at the same time, he's not openly killing. He's not ordering the killing. At the same time, he's on one side, not stopping them from going. But when he sees that the situation is such that now people want to torture Uthman and his family and his children and those people inside, Imam Ali alayhi salam did not allow that to happen. He says, if you want to, apply justice in the society in your way, but at the same time, you're not allowed to torture people. You're not allowed to harm them in this way. So Imam Ali breaks the curfew and gives water to Uthman at that time. And of course, the people come in, then they kill and murder Uthman in the way that happened. But alas, that these same Bani Umayyah, that in their most difficult moments, Imam Ali alayhi salam sent them water. We notice that in the battlefield of Karbala, these same Bani Umayyah, how they treated Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his companions. Just yesterday when they were stuck in the palace, water was brought to them by Imam Ali alayhi salam's son Hassan. And now the second son of Imam Ali alayhi salam, Hussein, is in the battlefield of Karbala, where there's a whole river of water flowing, where the children, the thirsty children of Hussein, are crying for thirst. And no one is ready to give them even a drop of water. Look at the difference here. And then you realize that the political maturity and the understanding of the society and the understanding of the Sharia and how it needs to be applied, and understanding leadership and how leadership works is something that the Ahlul Bayt were experts in. And that's why they were the Sasatul Ibad. They are the master politicians that exist on the face of the earth. Politics in the right sense, in the positive manner, which is to guide people and to cause the right form of leadership to materialize in this earth. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد منجا. والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه.